Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful, for there's no one else like you who is faithful ever true. All my love, my my life is a testimony. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. For there's no one else like you, who is faithful ever true. All my love, my heart, my life is a testimony. Only you are holy. Only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. For there's no like you, who is faithful ever true. All my love, my heart, and my life is a testimony. Only you are holy, for there's no one else like you, who is faithful ever true. All my love. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. And so, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you've allowed for us to see. Well, we were glad when you said unto us, God, let us rise up early in the morning to bless the God of our salvation, to make his name glorious, to make his name magnificent, to make his name wonderful in this place. We thank you, God, because you are a holy God. For a second day in a row, God, that's the song, oh God, that you have given me deep down in my soul to declare your holiness, to declare your righteousness, to declare how wonderful you are. And God, just to tell you that, God, you are great and that you are mighty. You are a holy God. There is no failure in you. There are no shortcomings in you, God, and you are magnificent in all your ways. So as we rise early this morning, God, we tell you thank you because only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful, God, because there is no one, absolutely no one, that is like you. God, you are faithful, ever true, oh God. All of my love and all of my heart, God, and all of my life is a testimony of your greatness. It's a testimony of your love. It's a testimony of your holiness, God. And I want to say thank you, God, for allowing me to be in your life. I thank you, God, because if it had not been for you on my side, God, I would be somewhere deserted. I would be somewhere in distress. I would be somewhere in despair. But, God, you have given me life. And not only have you given me life, but you have given me the ability to live life more abundantly, God. That means I don't have to settle for mediocrity. That means I don't have to settle for less. But each and every day, God, I can be content, I can be pleased, I can live, oh God, an abundant life, God, as long as my heart and my mind is kept on you, God. Your word tells us that you will keep us in perfect peace if we can just keep our minds stayed on you. And so, God, each and every day, God, it's an opportunity for us to seek your faith. It's another opportunity, God, to fix the shortcomings of yesterday. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, God, but against principalities. And, God, each and every day there is a battle that is being waged in our minds, in our bodies, God, in our hearts, God, each and every day. God, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the battles, oh, God, that we face in this last and evil day are spiritual battles, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. And, God, we don't want to walk after the flesh, oh, God, because the flesh fails us. The flesh, oh, God, always comes up short, God. The flesh, oh, God, each and every day that you allow us to see, our flesh is steadily decaying, God. But each and every day, God, if we commit ourselves to you each and every day, God, if we seek your face each and every day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, you make our spirit man stronger. Because it's another day closer, God, to us spending eternity with you. So, God, in everything that we do, God, help us, oh, God, today to put flesh under subjection in the mighty name of Jesus, to put this selfish will, to put our selfish actions, to put our carnal ways, and to put our carnal thoughts, to put those things up under subjection. It's a daily journey, God. It's something that I've been saying, oh God, throughout this year, as we move forward in you, God, each and every day is a daily journey. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because tomorrow is not promised. You have not given us the guarantee of tomorrow. But what you have blessed us with today is a present, a gift of life today to get things straight, to turn from our wicked ways, to fulfill your purpose for our lives, to accomplish the task, oh God, the things that we need to accomplish in a day, to be a witness for you, God, to be a salty person, God, to savor, oh God, and to add flavor, oh God, and to add, oh God, wholeness, and to be a keeper, oh God, of those that are around us, God, each and every day, God, hallelujah, wonderful, God, wonderful Savior, you give us a brand new chance, oh God, to repent of our sins, oh God, to turn from our wicked ways, Lord, to hear your voice, oh God, and to take time to pray each and every day. God, it's a daily journey, and we can't make it on these daily journeys without you. God, only you are holy. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. Only you are worthy of praise. And so many times, oh God, we get going in our days, and we don't take time to give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will put a fire down on the inside of your people as we commit ourselves to you during these 40 days of fasting. Oh, God, let there be a hunger and a thirst for more of you, God. Let it be declared that it's just like fire, Jeremiah proclaimed, that shut up in my bones. Let there be a hunger, God, and a thirst to magnify you, to glorify you, God, to make your name glorious, oh God, wherever we may be at, God, that when we come together, God, we don't come together just to come and pass the time. Oh God, but the Holy Ghost, have your way in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, that we may have, oh God, a thirst that cannot be quenched by anything else, Lord, only you. Oh, God, are worthy of our praise and our adoration. Only you, God, are worthy, oh, God, of our thanks, oh, God, and the glory and the honor, Lord. Only you, God, should receive our best fruit, Lord. So help us again, God, to put flesh under subjection each and every day, God, to put it under subjection, to yield to your spirit, to declare unto him, not my will, but let thine will be done in my life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. No matter if there's affliction in the flesh, oh God, no matter if there's a thorn in the flesh, no matter if there's a bill that's due today, God, give us to keep our minds stayed on you. There is peace in you, God. In you there is fullness of joy, God. Where your presence is, God, there is liberty, God. We are free because we have been set free, oh God, by the blood of the Lamb, God. We thank you for that freedom, God. And let us not turn back to the slavery of the flesh. Who the Spirit, oh God, who the Son has set free is free indeed. We no longer have to walk after the laws of the flesh, but we now are bound or covered under the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit brings about life, but the law of the flesh brings about death. Lord, let us not return back to our old ways, our old carnalities, our old shortcomings. Oh, God, our old, oh, God, limitations, Lord, but remind us that you have already set us free, God, from the chains and the shackles and the binds that come with living after the flesh. No longer will I allow myself to be dictated or be ruled by the flesh, oh God, but I've been set free to live under the shadow of the Almighty. I've been set free to live under the freedom that comes with living for Christ. I've already been set free from the Spirit who dwells in me that allows me to overcome myself. Only you, God, can do that. And only you, God, are worthy. And so we thank you, God, for another day, God, that we can come before your presence with singing, to come, oh God, as empty vessels, oh God, needing a filling as we prepare for the day. I wish I had it so, my God, I can go fill up my tank every single day, that I'm always on full or always filled up as I go throughout my daily journey. God, I don't have it that way as of yet, God, but I believe that it can be so. But God, me as a person, God, me as your child, Lord, I can't go through the day half empty. Lord, I can't go through this day three quarters full. God, I can't go on throughout this day on fumes, God, but I need your help today. I need your Spirit to fill me. I need your Spirit to direct me. I need your presence to be with me, God. I want to be filled with the fullness of you, God, from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Oh, God, that nothing, God, will be able to stop me, God. When we run out of gas, God, we find ourselves into places that we don't belong in. We find ourselves not able to get to our destination or get to the place, oh, God, that we desire to be in, God. When we don't have enough gas, God, we take time to worry, oh, God. A worry overcomes us because a stop could happen at any point in any time. But, God, when we are full, there are no concerns. turns. We don't worry about the oil. We don't worry about the brakes. We don't worry about anything else because the gas tank is full. The same way, God, in our spiritual world, God, in this life, God, we need your spirit to fill us every single day. Not that we need more of you, but God, we need all of you, God, every single day. Nothing else will do, God. Every single morning, God, give us a desire, oh God, and a mindset to be filled by you. We can't be filled unless we go by the gas station. We can't be filled unless we take a time and opportunity to go to the gas station. And we don't want to go to some rinky-dink gas station, God, oh God, that will give us some messed up gas. But God, we want the real thing, God. We don't want to go to our friends to get filled spiritually. God, we don't want to go to our neighbors, oh God, to be filled. But God, we are coming to you. Because only you, God, are holy. Hallelujah. God, I bless you. Only you, God, are worthy. You are everything that we, your people, need. And so we come to you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God, looking unto you who knows our endings from our beginning, who knows the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace and not of evil. We go to the one that is the rock that is higher than I, our sure foundation, the source of our strength. God, we go to you, God. Remain connected to the vine, oh God, as we are the branches of you, Lord. As long as we remain connected to the vine, God, we have access to everything that comes with you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We want you the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, have your way in your people today. Make us holy before you, Lord, holy and consecrated, sanctified for your glory, sanctified for your honor, God, set aside for the magnificent use of the Father. Only you, God, can do that, and only you are holy. And so we bless your name, God, and we glorify you because of the magnificent things that you have done. Thank you for another day, God. Thank you for last night's rest. Thank you for last night's slumber, that I didn't have to sit up and worry and fret, even though there are things around me, God, that can cause me to worry, that can cause me to fret. Oh, God, those things that are concerning, those things that I don't have the answers for. God, even though there's things in my life, oh, God, that I'm not pleased with, God, but I put them into your hands. Only you can hold, oh, God, the sins of the world. Only you can bear the sins of the world on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. Only you can carry, oh, God, and provide us with a burden that's easy and a yoke that's light. God, only you can do that. And so I thank you, God, that we were able to get rest last night, to get up this morning, and to seek your face, oh, God, and to turn to you and to lean upon you. But we can't do this on our own. We don't have the power and we don't have the might to do that in our flesh. Our flesh always falls short. Oh, God, our flesh is always limited. Our flesh will always lead us away from you. For, God, a baby of a few days old is full of sin already, God. Few minutes, few hours, God, they're already on their way to a sinful life. But, God, when we are washed in the blood, God, all that sin is washed away. Lifetimes of sin, years of sin, which have been compiled in us or had been compiled in us. Oh, God, when we came to the altar, Lord, when we fell down before you, God, and yielded to your will and yielded to your way, God, you washed away every single crimson stain. You wipe away addiction. God, you wipe away foolishness. God, you can wipe away everything that may be bound in your people or even those that are determined to become your people. So, God, give us a praise as we think throughout the day to remember the great things that you have done, to remember the awesomeness of your ways, God, You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I was reminded yesterday that your word, oh God, is your bond, that everything that comes out of your mouth or proceeds out of your mouth, it shall not return back unto you void. Oh God, it's been such a wonderful time reading your word, being rekindled or acclimated with the book of Isaiah. God, there's so many wonderful promises. Oh God, to seek ye while you may yet be found. For you were wounded by our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, God. You did that for us, God. Those can be found in our daily scripture readings that we've been reading throughout this week, Lord. Thank you for day 9, God, of this fast and consecration, God. And thank you for your word, God, that has so much wealth of knowledge in it, Lord. God, we don't have to worry. You got it all under control. For your thoughts are way above our thoughts. They're far above our thoughts. And your ways are far above our ways. God, I keep going back to the same thing this morning, that only you, God, are holy. Hallelujah. God, bless your name. Only you, God, are worthy, God, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of our praise. Only you, God. And so I beg of you, oh God, this morning, that you let your praises, oh God, rise among your people on this day. Oh God, remove the stumbling blocks that will cause us not, oh God, to praise you and to magnify you, oh God, today. God, we are known as a church that praises. God, our name is Praise Center, God. Let us be the center of praise even while we are away from the sanctuary, God. Let there be praises, God. Let there be songs of worship. Let there be songs of adoration, oh God, that raise throughout our bodies, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let it be a fire, God. I'm asking you, I'm begging of you, God. Stir up the gifts, oh God, in the midst of your people, Lord, that there may be a burning and a yearning, God, to bless you, oh God, and to seek your face. Oh God, nothing else will do. Let us not be satisfied with counterfeit things, Lord, but let us look to you. The world will gladly give us counterfeit things. It'll put people before us, oh God, and make us think that we should glorify them and esteem them highly. Oh God, the world will put up a television or come up with a new knick-knack or a new app, oh God, for our phones. Oh God, we find so many things, oh God, that we allow to put, oh God, to be placed before you. But I declare, God, that nothing will be able to separate your people from your love. You wasn't willing to allow sin to separate us. You wasn't willing to allow Calvary to separate us. But you went all in, God. You gave us your all, and you gave us your best so that we might be reconciled back unto you. Oh, God, let us have that drive. Let us have that hunger that we won't allow our friends, that we won't allow our coworkers, that we won't allow our telephones, that we won't allow, God, the internet, God, that we won't allow anything to separate us. Sickness, we won't allow it to separate us. Oh, God, lack of funds, we won't allow it to separate us. Oh, God, we won't allow anything to stop us from gathering together, from getting to you, from making your name glorious, oh, God, from you to be able to inhabit the praises of your people. God, let us not allow anything to come in and cause there to be a separation from you. For there's no one else like you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, who is faithful, ever true, God. All my love, God, all my heart, and all of my life, God, it again is a testimony about how great you have been. Great in the life of my children, Lord. Great in the life of my spouse, Lord. Great in the life of my ministry, Lord. Great in the life of those who allow me to shepherd, God. You have been great, God. Every single day, God, we're hearing, oh God, about victories, oh God, from requests that we have made towards you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Missionary Howard just told me, God, that she got the petitions, oh God, for her schedule to be adjusted for those days that she desired, God. Each and every day, God. The other day, Mrs. Oriana, God, was sick and suffering.
Freeman their stroke, God. But the next day, God, she woke up, God, joyful, God, happy, oh God, ecstatic, God. There was no lingering effects of the stroke, God. The other week, God, you healed my body, Lord. The other week, God, you healed someone else's body, God. Only you, God, can do those wonderful things, Lord. So continue to stir up in the midst of us, God. Oh, God, let it be a short fuse, Lord. Let it be a small wick, God, that if all it has to do is be lit, Lord. And then we'll magnify you, God, like never before. I want there to be, oh, God, this to be a church, God, that does not take much to praise you. We don't want to go through the motions, but we want to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. That is with the fruit of our lips continuously, Lord. That's the scripture that you gave me for this ministry, that no matter what may be going on in life, God, you're still worthy of praise. No matter what may be going on with finances, you're still worthy of praise. That no matter what's going on in my body, God, you're still worthy of praise. That no matter what may be going on the outside of this building, God, you're still worthy of praise, God. You're still worthy of adoration, God. You're still worthy, God. So let this be a part of our lives. I don't want these 40 days just to go by, Lord, and then on day 41, we begin to fall back to our old ways. And not saying that our old ways were wicked. I'm not saying that our old ways, oh God, were sinful. But God, help us to move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Paul was constantly and consistently hungry for more of you, God. Even though he had attained much, God, he had done so much. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, oh God, a Jew of the Jews, God. He was somebody special in you, but when he found the correct knowledge in you, or when he gained the correct knowledge of you, oh God, he chased after you. He pressed towards you. He forgot those things and left those things that are behind, God. He counted everything that he may have done as dung, but each and every day, God, he found himself putting his flesh under subjection, oh God, to submit to you and to grow stronger in you. Let that be the prayers and the desires of each and every one under the sound of my voice, God, and under those that are under this ministry, God, help me to give them, oh God, those words to impress upon them to hunger and thirst after you, to press for a higher calling and a higher prize and a higher mark of God in Christ Jesus. Give us, oh God, to move forward in you. We can't do it on our own, but we're also reminded that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so as we take this journey, Lord, we know that you will order our steps if we submit to your will and we submit to your way. God, have your way, God. You were with others, oh God. You were with Joshua, Lord. So will you be with us, God. You were with David, God. So will you be with us. You were with Solomon, Lord. You were with the disciples, Lord. You were with, oh God, the people of God. You were with Bishop Mason, Lord. You are with my mother, God. You are with our fathers as well, God. You are with those that have led us and have guided us into holiness and to righteousness, God. You were with, or are with, my pastor, God. You are no person, as long as just as you were with them, God, so will you be with me. But I have to invest in you. I have to give you my best. Because when I give you my best, God, my best is not good enough, but you turn my best into something greater than my best. You make me stronger. You make me wiser. You make me great, Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I tap into you, God, I have everything that I need to live a holy and separated life. And so, God, stir in us. Allow there to be a hunger. Don't let it be satisfied. Don't let it be quenched by those things that are carnal, those things that are worldly, those things that are not pleasing to you. But make us into the vessels, God, that you desire us to be. We are instruments of praise. We can magnify you with the fruit of our lips. We can make a sound of triumph, oh God, with the clapping of our hands. We can dance before you, God. Oh God, with a wonderful dance like David danced, God, that our outer garments may fall off, but we are so joyful that because you are our God, because you are with us, because your presence is with us, God, give us that desire, give us that hunger, oh God, give us that satisfaction today, oh God, that we can dance before you like David danced, oh God, because you are with us and that you are with us all the day long. We can even wave our hands. There's so many ways we can magnify you and glorify you and to honor and adore you. So let us be the light that you've called for us to be in this last and evil day. And the only way we can be the light, only way we can be salty is by your Spirit working in us. So strengthen us this day. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, today. And we ask, oh God, as we continue in our pilgrimage to Pentecost, Lord, that you will fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Each and every day I petition you already, Lord, that we can't make it without your Spirit. We need you every single day of our lives to help us to walk right, to help us to talk right, to help us to live right, God. And not only do we want you to do this for us here at Praise Center, but God, we ask that you do it as well, oh God, at Victorious Overcomers, God, at Yeshua Church of God in Christ, Lord, at Faith Temple, God, at every single ministry, God, that is participating in this pilgrimage to Pentecost, God, make us with one accord and with one mind, Lord. Oh God, that a revival may spring forth across this nation, a revival may break off, a break forth throughout this land, throughout the world. Oh God, that men might say, what must I do to be saved? God, help us, oh God, today. Let a spirit of revival, oh God, sweep through the land and sweep through the nations, God. Oh, that those that may have backslidden, God, may come back, oh God, and return back unto you, God, because we made an atmosphere conducive of reconciliation, for repentance, for forgiveness. Oh God, for a need that only you can provide. Thank you, God, for a desire for more of you. Fulfill us even now, Lord. Not more of you, but all of you. Oh, God, that means we need your meekness. We need your joy. We need your long-suffering, God. We need your faith, your temperance, your humility. God, we need the fruit of your Spirit to embody us and to indwell in us and to saturate us. That when people come, the love of God is shown. A compassion is shown towards those that are less fortunate than us. A love is shown that looks beyond outer garments and sees the need. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your wonderful name that sees the need. A love that sees the need because your love saw my needs. Before I was even shaped or formed in my mother's womb, you sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. He did it exactly just for me and every single one of us. He bore all of our sins on his shoulders even before we were shaped and formed in our mother's womb. So allow that type of love, a desire to see souls saved, a desire to see souls reconciled back unto you. Oh, God, a hunger, God, to be more like you every single day, not to declare that this is just in my DNA and this is just who I am, but, God, who I am, I want it to be all about you. I want it to be that I am compassionate, I am loving, I am kind, I am gentle, I am merciful. God, I want to be recognized as someone that is about my Father's business. So let your love wax strong in your people that we may look beyond fault, that we may see the needs, that we may have compassion upon those that are next to us, our neighbors. Let us be the lights that you need us to be on our jobs, at our schools, God, in our homes, everywhere we go. Let our light so shine that men may see our good works, but send them, direct them to you to give you all the glory and to give you all the honor and to give you the praise. Let your love wax strong in us. Allow a spirit of humility to abide in us. Help us to not have haughty spirits or prideful spirits, because, God, those lead to destruction and they lead to a great fall. And God, we've been too far. We've come too far by faith, leaning on you to fall short now. We've come too far, God. We've journeyed too far. Lord, we are already in the fourth month of the year moving forward, Lord. We don't want to take any steps backwards. We don't want to return back to where we came from. But, Lord, take us further in you and humble us as we go on this journey. Humility tells us, God, that only you are holy. Only you are worthy. Only you are wonderful. That I'm not like you, God, but I'm striving each and every day to be more like you. That my righteousness is as filthy rags before you, Lord. But, God, you allowed your son Jesus to become my righteousness. So what you see is him and not me. And so, God, it's not about me, but it's all about you. A spirit of humility, God, and a spirit of forgiveness. A spirit to reconcile, Lord, and a spirit to pray, God, for those that have been wounded before us. We heard, God, on Sunday about a young man at Missionary Howard's job, Lord, who is concerned about pastors. He declared that he would never let anyone pastor him again and that he was weary of pastors, which means that someone has wounded him and has caused a hurt, oh, God, that has not been healed. But, God, we want our fire to be so strong, our walk to be so strong, our light to be so strong that even those that have been wounded in the church, hurt by those that are in the church, hurt even by those that are in the world, will see our light, oh, God, and come near to us so that we can declare unto them life, that you are still that balm in Gilead. That you are still a healer, that you are still a way maker, that you are still a mind regulator, God, that you can cleanse every crimson stain, Lord, every fault, every shortcoming, Lord. Help us to be that light that we can lead them to you for healing, God, for every wound, every scar, every hurt, God, that has come our way. Heal, God, today. Deliver, Lord, and set free on this day. And then, God, we plead your blood. Nothing can be done without the blood. So let your blood cover us. Let your blood wash us. Let the blood of the Lamb make us whole. From the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet to cleanse us, O God, of all unrighteousness, Lord, and to confess our sins, Lord. Because if we don't confess, God, that sin is still holding on to us. Oh, God, it's still latched on to us. The blood can wash it, Lord, but if we're holding on to it, the blood passes over it, Lord. Help us to confess our sins, for you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness as long as we're willing to confess our sins. So this morning, God, forgive us of sins of omission, those that we cannot recall, those that have been done a long time ago that we cannot even bring back to our mind. Wash us and cleanse us of those sins, Lord. Loose us from those shackles, oh God, that come from old sins. And then, God, also forgive us, oh God, of those sins that we know we have committed, Lord. Help us to confess, oh God, and repent of our ways. Turn from our wicked ways, God, so that you may do the healing that we need you to do in our lives and in our lands. I've already asked for a spirit of revival, God, to spring forth. And then I ask for you to give us a clean heart. David's desire was that you would purify him, give him a clean heart, God. He begged of you not to take your spirit away from him because he had a desire to always be in your presence and always to be in your midst. So, God, give us a pure heart, Lord, that our actions, our good may not be evil spoken for. Let our words and let our actions, God, be purposeful and pure in ways that you may receive the glory, the honor, and the praise out of our lives each and every day. Let us not turn anyone away. Forgive me, O God, for all of my shortcomings, Lord, and help me to be the leader that you need for me to be for these people. Help me to be the strong leader, God, the wise leader, God, that you need me to be, God, so that I may lead these people, God, forward for you, God, that we as a church may go higher in you, each and every one of us, God, as I desire, Lord, to go over together. God, I don't want a greater anointing, oh, God, and my membership is not coming forth with a greater anointing as well. So, God, as I go, God, give me the strength, oh, God, to take them with me, oh, God, to compel them to come with me. Oh, God, I won't leave them behind because, God, we want to go over and reach our goals together. The promised land, God, was filled with so many wonderful things. And each man or each tribe had their own piece of territory. And each of those pieces of territory provided goods and necessities just specifically for them. I know, God, that you have a promise for each and every one of the membership here at Praise Center. It may not be the same as my promise. It may not be the same as my reward. But, God, we want to go over and obtain the land together. So, God, take away the spirit of selfishness. Take away the spirit, oh, God, of jealousy. God, take away the spirit of laziness, Lord. Oh, God, we already have the vision, God. You've already given us a vision, Lord, so we're not walking without the vision that we need to make it to our destination. God, we don't want to walk in our own power and our own might, our own strength, God. We want to go over in you. Let us not be short-sighted, God, and only look at where we at now and be content, but, God, to look forward. Oh, God, to move forward, because Bishop Blake says, I look much better in my future than I look right now. God, give us the spiritual eyesight to see the greatness, God, that you have in store for us. If I can't, God, handle what you have in store for me next week, God, let me just see what you have for me today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, if I can't handle what you have for me, oh, God, today, God, let me see, God, what you have for me, oh, God, in the next couple of minutes, in the next couple of hours, whatever it is, God, to keep me moving forward, God. Let your people see so we may behold your glory, that we may make your name wonderful, that we may make your name glorious, that we may make your name high and lifted up. Stir up in the midst of us, God, and bless us and be with us this day. I pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord, that you would touch her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that the fall yesterday was not worse than it was. Little minor ache in her foot. But we declare healing right now in that foot, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her body, God. Bless her as she prepares herself for the coffee break with Praise Center later on this morning to be an encouragement. God, give her the words that is needed, oh, God, to encourage the women of God and the men of God that tune in inconspicuously as well. Strengthen Lady McCowan on this day. We pray for Diamond Star, Lord, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. Thank you for those that journeyed with me to start this ministry. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. We pray for strength for her today. We pray for wisdom for her today. I don't know why, God, you just brought that up to me. But God, give her all the wisdom that she needs for this day to be able to give sound information to those that come her way, for her to be able to give encouraging words to those that come her way on this day, to be able to speak life into them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give her the words of life. And spring forth life in her body as well. Strengthen Mother McCowan and bless her on this day. We pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, oh God, on this day. Thank you for the victory on her schedule, God. And thank you, oh God, this is just the beginning. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it appeared. I mean, have entered into the hearts of men what good things that you have in store for this woman of God. Continue to bless her. Continue to enlarge her territory. And continue to bless her and her sacrifices and honor her for her commitment to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Valerie Miller, Lord, healing in the body, whatever the sickness or the ailment may have been. But we bind that, God. We don't want anything to cause her to have to miss or feel so sick, God, that she'll miss out on the service. what a high time we had on service on Sunday. And so, God, we don't want anyone to feel ill that way, that they can't make it to a service, God. And so, God, remind us of the healing that you've already given us, Lord. For you were wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes or with your stripes, God, we can declare healing, Lord. Let us remember that this is the house of healing, Lord. Lady McCowan brought me the oil yesterday to touch her ankle, God. I didn't come and get it, but she called for the elders, Lord. Sister Miller called, oh God, on Sunday, oh God, letting us know, God. Help us to walk in faith, oh God, that we know that, God, by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And help me to speak those things that are not as though they were, Lord. The healing is not in my word. The healing is not in my hands, but it's by the one who died for our sins. We speak healing over her life. Drive out the ailment, Lord. Run it away, God. And don't allow it to return no more in the mighty name of Jesus. And then continue to help her to be the light that you have called for her to be. God, help her to soar with the wings of eagles, God, over anything that may come her way, to see and behold the beauty of God working in her life. Oh, God, and continue to bless my dear sister. Bless her home, her son Victor, God. Bless everything that she put her hands to do. Continue to make her great on her job. Continue to take her higher in you, God. Continue to give her a greater anointing, God, that only you can give. Bless her father, God. Continue to strengthen his body, Lord. Bless her mother, oh God. Continue to bless her and heal her body as well, God. Bless her family, oh God, far and near, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be, oh God, that conduit that people will see a light in you, from friends, oh God, to families, God. Oh God, let them see the light, oh God, that you're shining brightly in her. I'm past my time, Lord. But we also pray for those, oh God, that are connected to us, Lord, whether they've been faithful or not, Lord. Pray for the Coulter family. We pray for Kevin Johnson, Lord. We pray for the Pippins, oh God, Cynthia Pippin and Alicia Pippin. We thank you for our external partners, God, Deanne Graham and Renix Graham. We thank you for Lisa Law, Lord. We pray for those people. God, we pray for John Hamilton, people of Acts of Prayer, Lord. We pray, oh God, for Pastor Edward Reed, Lord, healing in the body. We bind that diabetes right now, that sickness, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal the body. We pray for my cousin, God, assistant Pastor Dewan, oh God, Hall. Bless him. Pray for John Hamilton, I said that, and Larry Brown. We pray for those that have Acts of Prayer. We pray for my pastor. My bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord, strengthen him today. Mother Thomas as well, and Mother Towns as well. We pray for the pastors, oh God, in this area. Help us to work together, God, to do the charge, do the great work that you have for us in this area. And we'll continue to bless your name. Bring us here tonight at the appointed place and appointed time. We have a scheduled meeting with you during our prayer, praise, and study time. Oh, God, bring us here ready to magnify you, ready to glorify you, ready to lift up your name, Lord, this evening, and bless us. Pour out your spirit in this place tonight, God. Oh, God, because where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in the midst, God. And that's our only desire, Lord, is that you are always in the midst when we come together. Have your way in us today. Honor our consecration, day 9 of fasting. Bless us as we go through Isaiah 55 through 56 and Revelation 9. Bless us, God. Hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee, that we may continue to walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you now. We give you the name, glory, and honor, and praise. In the righteous and mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I pray that you have a wonderful and beautiful day this